What up, chicken butt?
What up, what up, what up?
It was funny, I sent you the invite, and then I was just sitting here fucking with things, getting things ready, and I was like, did I not send it to him? Like, what the fuck? And I went and looked, and it said message failed on the computer, and I was like, oh, cool, you couldn't have told me the message failed. It just fails and nothing goes on. So I tried to send it another way, it didn't work, so then I might just have to start sending it on Twitter. I don't know why my computer won't send text anymore. He's up there. John Wayne Gacy. Performed as a
Is he
he
the clown guy?
yeah
yeah
I like that guy.
he you know what he did, right? Like
I think what he did was respectable as
wait, do you know all the details?
No,
I really don't.
He f***ed kids,
Oh yeah,
little
no, that's
boys,
not
and
cool.
buried them under his house.
That's not cool. Yeah, never
You
mind. I
said it
don't
was
like that
respectable. What he did was respectable, is what you said. I want that on a t-shirt. John Wayne Gacy, respectable.
That's terrible. I hope you cut that out. I'm sure you won't.
Everything you've heard is true. Gacy, America's most infamous serial killer.
He liked boys.
Yeah.
That was very clear.
He certainly did.
I'm gonna be
Holy
naughty. I'm gonna be a
Jesus.
naughty vampire god.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, all right, so let's get right into Gacy. So last week we watched Helter Skelter,
I think it
and
was two weeks
oh
ago, but
yeah,
yeah.
2 weeks. Last
Give her ten.
episode was Helter
Yeah.
Skelter. No good song like that for no like John Wayne
No.
Gacy.
No.
Do you still think he's respectable?
I
Like,
don't know
what he
what
did
that
was
means.
respectable.
Who's that?
I don't know. It's someone that kind of sounds like you.
I think what he did was respectable. I don't think so. That sounds like Abraham Lincoln or
Let's try
something.
this one.
Kiss my baby.
Now that's you. That's you for
That I
sure.
that I that I yeah, for sure. I can take for that one, yeah.
But so
No, yeah.
what
I
do you
don't
think
know.
of Gacy?
I mean, I don't know. It's basically what I knew after, just like from
Yeah.
me, you, and
Although
like Nick talking, really, you
a
know.
lot of this movie, from what I could tell, is a little bit made up too.
Oh, really?
Like you know how there's the one kid with his girlfriend that's living with him and all that shit? That was
Yeah.
two kids, I guess, in real life that were living with him. And
Mm.
there's just some things like that are a little weird. But I have some questions for you that I don't know if
I
you'll
might have
I don't
some
know if
answers.
you'll know or not, but so you know one
We'll find
in the
out.
beginning he's with his dad and like they're camping and it's really weird.
Yeah.
And then
Yeah, it was super
after
creepy.
that it says 18 months later, after he was arrested for sodomizing a boy, moves back to his town and is trying to rebuild his life, and that's where the movie starts. So everybody in that town already knows he was arrested and in jail for fucking a boy, and they're just cool with it?
I think it was he served 18 months in jail
Yeah.
for sodomy, which is crazy. He fucked a kid in the ass and
Yeah.
got 18
And
months.
but and
That's
everybody in
crazy.
the neighborhood is letting him hire like 15, 14,
Yeah.
16-year-old boys. I mean,
Yeah.
in the movie they look like college kids, but in real life they were young as shit. And everyone was like, "Wow, I wonder why he uses those boys." And then some people were
Yeah.
like, "I know why he uses those boys." It's
like
but
a
I don't know
warning.
why. Yeah, it's super
He's
weird, but
fucking
yeah,
weird.
that was the first thing that jumped out at me was like, and then I got like the vibe that his dad was like screwing him in the ass.
Yeah, I kind of wondered about that too. It seems
Because I'm
like
like,
maybe.
God, this is fucking weird as shit. Like, you know, like
I
he
wonder
not.
if that was maybe the start. Because it also seemed like one thing I didn't like about the movie is, especially like when he hammered that kid in the garage,
Yeah.
but he kept getting like flashes of his dad like in his, "Oh, hit me,
Yeah.
boy. Go on, try to
Yeah.
hit me, boy." That stuff was weird.
Yeah. And he had his dad down.
Yeah.
He could have lit him up.
He should have beat the shit out of him there.
He should have lit him up. Should have lit him up, man.
Give him a
I would
little
have lit him
pop.
up.
Duh.
I'm
Winning.
like, you're done, pops. Go fuck yourself.
I didn't get which it made more sense when I looked it up and saw that they were like so young because in the movie the kids looked a little older. But I was confused why some of them were like putting up with so much of his shit.
Yeah, I mean, only thing I think of, I don't know. I mean, did he give them weed too? Was that part of
Maybe
it?
that was part of it. He's like their
Was it
drug
like, oh
dealer.
yeah, you know, yeah, like I'll hook you up with weed or whatever, booze. I mean, he had the pool table. They were playing pool at his
Yeah, that one dude's like,
house.
"I can't wait till I have my
Yeah,
own pool table."
but I mean, obviously, you know, with all those maggots and roaches, it had to just reek in that house. I mean, you know,
it reeked around the neighborhood of his fucking house.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
So I don't know how you could go and like, oh, let's go kick it and shoot pool, and then like it just has to stink so bad.
I mean, I get maybe because they're like teen boys, they don't care. Maybe.
I guess.
But I don't know.
And then the other thing that immediately caught me off guard and made me go, what? Was in the beginning of the movie, okay, they sit down to eat a dinner, and it looked like it was a turkey, okay? And then the guy knocks on the door, and he's like, don't forget about my 4th of July party. It's cowboy themed. Why were they having Thanksgiving dinner in June or whatever?
I didn't even think like, about that.
I'm like, bro, it's like a big old fucking turkey with like mashed potatoes and shit. I'm like, it looked just like a Thanksgiving. Because when the scene first started, I'm going, oh, it was just Thanksgiving.
You're like,
perfect timing.
Good timing. Good Thanksgiving movie.
Like, perfect time. It's like, you know, based around Thanksgiving. And then he's like, oh, don't forget about my 4th of July party. It's Western themed. And I'm like, what? I'm like, it's fucking, you're eating a turkey, a full-size turkey. I'm like, what the hell?
Maybe that was just some kind of fat joke with John Wayne and his family and all that.
It was just weird, because I'm like, dude, it's a fucking full-blown turkey. Who cooks a full-blown turkey in June?
Yeah, no, I feel like, because I barely even like Thanksgiving turkey. I don't think I would want that in
June. I'm not a big turkey fan.
It's just so dry and ugh.
I don't know.
Care. Have you had, what's it? I can't think how you do it. It's an oil in a big pot. Do you know what that kind of cooking
like is? Like a deep fry?
Yeah. Have you had it like that?
I have not, but I want to.
Jamie has cooked it like that, and so has my mom. It's that kind's better, but still.
Sure
it's still
better.
Just turkey, but that kind's better, yeah.
Yeah.
Although,
yeah.
One time when Jamie did it, it just really tasted like the oil in the pan, and I just couldn't get over it, so I didn't eat it that year. It gets too bad for me.
Yeah, I think I was talking to Abby and my in-laws, and I said maybe next year I'll smoke one on the Traeger on my grill. Smoke it.
Oh, that'd be interesting. I wonder what that'd be like.
Gives it a little flavor. I don't know.
Yeah. What would you put on it if you were doing it on the grill?
Just some sort of rub. I don't know.
Ooh.
Some sort of rub. Yeah.
Winning.
Smoke it low and slow, you know? Fucking a little 225.
What's your favorite kind of Thanksgiving food?
I don't know. I mean, the only reason we have the turkey and everything is because Abby's grandparents are super traditional, and that's like what they want, and they're 87, so we kind of give in to them.
You're
but
like, fine,
I don't know.
Have it.
I mean, I don't know. I would be totally fine with just fucking getting a bunch of like pizza and wings and hanging out with family and stuff.
Yeah, that's basically.
I mean,
what we
really
did last
any kind of food, really. I mean, yeah. It's just, you know, I don't know. It seems like it's like an awful lot of work with cooking all day and like baking and doing shit like that. It's just like, why, you know? Like,
yeah. Especially because
there's no
such
point
a big
in
thing to have Thanksgiving leftovers. So you're kind of doing all that effort for leftovers almost.
Well, and then you're sick of it and then you're like, well, let's just go out to dinner. And then so, I mean, obviously now everything is outrageously expensive, you know. Way more than it's ever been. And then you're just like, wow, we just spent $400 to feed everybody for Thanksgiving. And now we're going to go to dinner and spend another $100 to $150 bucks on because we're sick and tired of eating turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing and cranberry sauce. Fucking weirdos, man.
This year, we did me, Taylor, and Angela. We just did Thanksgiving together, just us. And we had mac and cheese, a big pot pie for each of us. We each had our own little pot pies in like this bowl.
Little pot pie,
and then I forget. Oh, and then we had corn, and that was all we did. It was just like a little thing we all wanted. And then of course pumpkin pie because you gotta have pumpkin pie.
This is true.
I fucking love pumpkin
pie. If I was there with you guys, I would have replaced the mac and cheese with mashed potatoes, and I would have been just fine.
Taylor's not a big fan of mashed potatoes, so
that is insane.
Mac and cheese for all of us.
That is insane. Yeah, who doesn't like mashed potatoes?
I could eat that all day long.
I love mashed potatoes. Mm. In a party when I was in high school, I sucked my dick in mashed potatoes.
God, I'm really?
Pretty sure we covered this.
I don't remember that at all. Now that's a good Thanksgiving trick.
Dick dog.
Wow. What was the reaction when you put your dick in the mashed potatoes?
I don't know. I feel like everybody was drunk.
No one even noticed. Yeah. They're like, oh, fucking, yeah, fucking has put his dick in mashed potatoes again, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I don't think it was, I think it was just, I don't think were, there was were they reaction. Warm? I mean, they weren't, like, hot, off, fresh off the stove.
Yeah, because that might burn your pee-pee.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah. Next year, you got to put your dick in mashed potatoes, and then...
Kiss my pee-pee.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you go. You can
spoon feed it with your dick.
I'm sure this was talked about at some point.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
But I don't remember that at all. That's funny. How old were you when you did
that? Yeah. I don't know, 14, 15, I would assume.
So like your parents could have been around and shit?
I mean, yeah, it wasn't at my house, but it was at someone else's house. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny. I don't remember us talking about that. I really like that though. That should be your new Thanksgiving tradition.
And not to say you were, but maybe not make a TikTok out of that one.
To tag your whole family in it. Remember when Josh put his dick in the mashed potatoes? So did you, for Gacy, did you learn anything about John Wayne Gacy?
I mean, not really. They touched on, he was big, like, he was, like, a big Democrat. He was big in, like, the political scene.
Yeah.
A little, like, very, very, very minuscule.
Still, I don't understand how he is big anywhere. Like, the cops know him, all this shit.
Yeah.
He was arrested for fucking a boy.
Yeah.
It's just wild.
Yeah, but see, I think it was, I think he got arrested in another state.
I think so,
that's
too.
The way I took it. So I don't know I'm assuming... If they did the digging, they probably could have figured it out. Maybe they did. I don't know. Maybe they just thought he served his time and he's a changed man. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's true, because they did say he moved back to his hometown. So I guess maybe they didn't know. Maybe.
Yeah, because that's just the way I took it. So, but no, I mean, honestly, didn't really. I don't feel like I learned all that much, just because, like I say, I thought it was heavily focused on, like, his infatuation with, like, teenage boys.
Yeah. No, it was almost like, watch how he can just, like, hang out.
Actually, you know what?
Like,
I lied. I did not know, and it might not even be accurate, I didn't know he was married and had two children.
I didn't know that either. That got me really curious about, like, what happened with him afterwards and all
so,
that. Yeah.
I misspoke on that. So, I don't know. Like I said, I meant to look it up. I did not.
Here, I'm gonna go real quick. Let's just see what happened to John Wayne Gacy's wife and kids.
Yeah, because I was just like, fuck, I'm like, I don't ever remember seeing anything or hearing anything about he was married and had two kids. So,
yeah, it almost seemed like two twin girls, too. I mean, I don't know if that was just the actors, but that same day, Gacy's wife petitioned for a divorce, requesting that she be awarded the couple's home and property. I don't know why you'd want the home.
Just so she'd have somewhere to live, probably.
I guess, but like, there's fucking dead people all underneath it, and it's
well. I mean, she didn't know that. I mean, true. In all fairness, she didn't know. She didn't know that.
I don't see much of an update, but it says since like when she left him, he never saw his wife and kids again.
Wow.
And that was in September 18th, 1969.
I would assume. I bet she might still be alive.
I bet they changed their names at least afterwards. You know, especially like once it broke, like. Do you think Abby would change her last name now? Like, if it came out you were like burying like boys and boys and boys under the house?
Oh, I would assume
she wouldn't want to be referred to Abby Hess anymore.
I would assume. I would assume
that would just be so odd to be like, oh fuck, now I'm like stuck with this murderer's last name.
Yeah, that's weird. I would assume that she probably would change her last name.
Do you believe too that? Because it said at the end something about, like, he picked up 2,000 boys or something, but they've only found, like, 20 bodies in his house in some of the rivers. So I
29 think, or something like that.
Yeah, so I think all together it's, like, 30 people confirmed he killed. Do you really think he's killed more than that, or do you think they...
Oh, I would assume.
Because I know some...
If he picked up over 2,000...
Do you think he's killed that much, though? Because that'd be fucking nuts if he's killed
2,000
people.
I don't necessarily think that much, but, I mean... 2,000. He picked up over 2,000, supposedly.
Yeah, that's just insane.
And he just only killed 29. Like that, it just seems odd. I don't know. It seems like a very low number for such a high volume. And then I thought it was odd. You know, he obviously picked up that kid, who was like having problems with his dad, so I guess he felt bad for him and like let him go.
It was weird. And with gave some him of that
bus
stuff.
Money and shit.
Yeah.
So it's like it was almost it's like he's like bipolar or something. Like he was just
that. It seemed like that a little bit. Like he was bipolar, where it's like he'd be hanging out with them and he wants to help them, and then he's like, I just want to fuck this kid in the ass and then kill him. And then he's like, why did I do that? It was just so strange.
Yeah, it was weird. Like when he hit the dude in the face with the hammer, it was like he was just like, "Hey man, can you help me out?"
And coddling him and was like, "I'm sorry."
Yeah, I'm like, "What is going on? This dude's crazy." It was crazy.
What about too when his wife like saw him drag that one dude? Because the kid was like blackmailing him in the beginning, kind of. Then brought his boys over and he took all his money back. Because John, that was a weird thing too. That like. He owed so many people money, and everyone kept being like, where's my fucking money, John Wayne?
Yeah.
And then eventually they kind of beat him up to get it.
Yeah, and then, like, the police came to him twice in the movie, and they're like, hey, we're looking for this kid. Have you seen him? No. And then, like, the little kid that was kicking the ball saw the kid.
And then the dad was like, no English, we can't do it.
Yeah, he's like, we're Italian. Yeah. I was just like, dude, it's just – and then, like, the police officers or detectives just sit out in front of his house, like literally just staked out in front of his house for however long.
They watch the dude walk in, punch him in the face, rob him, and then the fucking dude tied up just runs out.
Yeah, I thought that guy was going to die for sure.
So did I. I mean, what a fool for putting on those handcuffs. That was clearly a trick. When he's I didn't get to show you my clown trick. And then he put on the handcuffs. Your turn for $100.
Yeah, he wanted the $100.
Yeah, but someone ever tells you, put on these handcuffs, and if you can get out of them, I'll give you money. Go fuck yourself.
Not even if I told you, if I came over, that's where it's different.
Like, if it was someone like you, I don't think you're going to hit me in the head with a hammer or something.
But he was living there, and he apparently thought he was cool enough
to
trust him.
Just a bit before, they were watching gay porn, and he tried to touch his pee-pee.
I know.
So like, if me and you were hanging out, and you tried to kiss my pee-pee.
But he got out of it and told him that he was putting him through a test, and apparently he believed it.
I don't know why he bought that either.
Yeah. Because he's a young, dumb boy.
True. I guess that's what I kept forgetting, though, is because I kept, like, judging the kids, like, you fucking fool in this. But I'm like, oh, I forgot. Yeah. You're, like, 14. Just because
it is,
they look so much older with, like, their mustaches and shit.
I know. Well, and it is crazy that this movie was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching, and I'm like, holy shit, this thing came out 20 years ago.
Did it surprise you when what was his name? I can't remember his name, but the bug exterminator guy, when he showed up, and it's the dude from Friends and Breaking Bad and shit, and, like, Happy Gilmore or whatever.
Yeah, and he had, like, ghetto-rigged fucking tanks and gas.
There's a whole little montage of him putting on the tanks and getting the bugs out under the... There was some weird editing in this, where it's like, this does not feel like a movie about a serial killer.
You can tell. I think it was, I'd say, to say low budget.
Oh, yeah. Did you see any of the reviews on IMDb?
I did not. I just saw on Vudu, it was like 1.75 stars out of 5 or something.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is on IMDb also.
I'm like, I'm not going to read the reviews because I'm not going to want to watch it. I just started it and let it go. But it wasn't the worst.
It being so short was better.
I enjoyed this better than some of the Friday the 13ths. I'm not going to lie.
I will give it that. It was more entertaining. Because also the thing with a lot of the Friday the 13ths is, as we saw with all of them, like the first five are the same movie over and over again. Pretty much, pretty much.
They're all the same movie.
But yeah, I would you like better, this or Helter Skelter? What did you find more entertaining?
It's odd because Helter Skelter, I feel like we just watched it with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And then this, like I say, I pretty much knew the majority of everything, and they super hyper focused on him liking boys like crazy. I guess that was a very big thing with him.
Well, I mean, he did.
Did you see the massive fucking black dildo in the drawer in the garage? When his wife was going through, I mean, that thing was like an elephant cock. I'm like, Jesus Christ. It's fucking massive. I'm like, holy shit. And then she doesn't even like pick it up or anything. She picks up the handcuffs. I'm like, up, there's a like, fucking 14-inch cock that's 7 inches around sitting there, and you pick up the handcuffs? That's what you pick up out of that drawer?
I saw, which I think this, that was like, because that was obviously like his torture garage, you know?
Yeah.
You know the guy that he took and then left at the park or whatever and all shit? I saw in real life that, I don't think they showed all this in the movie, maybe I missed this part, but he took that guy to the garage and laid out a thing, like a wood that had a bunch of different dildos on it. And, and described what he was going to do to the guy with each and every dildo. And then tortured him with all the dildos and stuff, and then put him in the park. So that's what we didn't see in the movie there.
Okay. It's crazy.
Yeah. I wish I could know more about how his mind worked. Because like it felt, especially in this movie with some of the editing, like you'd see a boy and like he's about to kill him or something. And then it cuts to him being like tied up on the floor or something like that.
Yeah, like, at least that guy show,
like the raping and stuff
survived. But I mean,
yeah,
yeah, he probably fucked that.
Oh yeah, I thought it was. It made me laugh. I made Taylor watch this part when his wife was confronting him. When all she saw the handcuffs and all that shit, and she kept those. And when like confronted him, and was like, "You like boys? I know you're gay," and like all this stuff. And he's like, oh, "Honey, you know how much I hate the homos."
Yeah.
Just the way he said that fucking cracked me up when he's like, oh, I can't be gay. You just know how much I hate homos.
Yeah.
And then fuck you, I'm gone. And I kind of hope that's exactly how the conversation went.
That's why we all know you like boys.
Yeah. No, 100%. I feel like that does go into his dad stuff too, because at least majority of the movie felt like, especially when he's trying to be like the authority to the boys, he was acting like his dad, trying to be like him to them. But it did... It always made me kind of chuckle, too, when, like, he did act big like that, but then majority of the time, if they tried to, like, fight him back, he always, like, cowered it down. And I don't know if that was for the movie, because, like, he killed 30 people, so obviously he could take care of them. But he seemed, like, to cower down a little bit when people, like, confronted him. But like, I just don't know if that was the movie having that wrong or what, you know?
No, I think it was just, I mean, I think it's just him, he was a pussy.
Because
he talked a big game. Yeah,
he seemed more confident in that documentary watched with him a little bit.
Really?
But I don't remember that one much.
I don't remember it as well. I remember I watched
like the Peacock one or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Because didn't that thing say like he was into Neighborhood Watch and stuff like that?
He was like a Neighborhood Watch.
Because the movie didn't touch on that at all.
Preacher, like involved in the church.
I was waiting for stuff like that to come up, and they were only like, he does construction and boys.
He loves boys. He loves little boys, teenage boys.
Like, every 5 minutes, someone had to say that in the movie. Or, like, the neighbors would be like, you know why he hires those people.
Yeah.
You know. And but that's also, like, fucked. Like, imagine if you were like, oh, I know what my neighbor does in his garage of boys. Like, wouldn't you feel like, I gotta fucking tell somebody?
Well, yeah, like if Frog was
fucking boys, I'd be like, hey, my neighbor Frog is fucking kids in the garage. You need to get here now.
I'm pretty sure he's fucking boys or something.
But like, that's what baffled me just about his neighborhood. Like, seemed like nobody cared about anything except for like getting their money back from him. He could do if he like didn't lie and actually paid people the money and all that shit. Maybe he would have got away with it. This movie makes me feel like
might have. I don't know. I just feel like the people like that, they start off and they obviously start small, and then like the more they do it, the more they want to do it, and then it just becomes like overwhelming, and then that's how they end up getting caught up. It's just because like it's just like their appetite for it is insatiable, and they want to do it like all the time. Because I mean, at least it was portrayed, in my opinion, towards the end of that movie. He seemed kind of out of control.
Oh yeah, no, he seemed
like when
that kind of goes into the bipolar bit a little bit too.
Yeah, because like the kid that he killed when he bought the car, and then like he pulled his body in mid daylight.
That part it made me laugh, but I was also like, God, this guy's fucking annoying. When he
cops his body, were sitting right in front of his house,
and his mom was in the living room, and then he leaves it in the hallway, goes and opens the fridge and spills his drink all over the floor and slurps it. Right there, I was like, is this like a fucking comedy? Yeah. He's dragging bodies and spilling sodas.
It's like outside. It's like Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah,
it's
like what the fuck's going on? He's going to walk up to his mom. You got a little red on you.
Yeah.
some of the stuff was just weird.
It was odd.
I do think you can make a really good, really creepy John Wayne Gacy movie if you actually casted like some good. I feel like the John Wayne you can get, you can do fine, but like actual kids to play the kids, you know, you that could be so fucked up. Because like
it could be.
That was the thing, and this is like it was like, oh, these this is like a 30-year-old man walking into his house. He should be fine with John Wayne.
Yeah.
It was just strange.
Ooh.
Did you?
Speaking of which, I don't know why, but did you watch the Winnie the Pooh horror the movie?
I did. I have seen it now.
I don't know why that jumped in my head.
It's. I gotta be honest. It's worse than this movie.
There you go. That's what I.
It was pretty.
That's why
fucking,
I said I would never
pretty
watch.
Pretty fucking horrible.
It.
And they're making. Oh, they're making another one. The guy's making a Bambi movie horror. I don't know why he gets to make so many movies off of
probably,
that one fucking horror.
Probably
thing.
Because people like you went to see it, Jerome.
I watched it for free on Peacock.
Okay.
I waited until it came to Peacock.
Good, I'm glad.
I didn't even see Five Nights at Freddy's in theaters. I saw that on Peacock, too.
It's already on Peacock?
Yeah, it came out the same day it was in theaters on Peacock. And yet, somehow, it's making, like, billions of dollars. I don't know how anyone's going to the theaters.
Was it any good?
It was decent. It was okay. You probably had more fun playing the video game than...
Because I remember you used to play the video game, right?
Yeah, we did a couple videos in it. Me and Taylor did.
I was going to say, I feel like I remember seeing you guys do videos.
It was really good for, like, jump scare and stuff. But, like, apparently there was, like, deep, deep, deep lore in the game, like, from books and all of shit. So, like, majority of the movie is just setting up that stuff that I had no idea what it was.
You're like,
like, I've
cool.
heard some of the shit here or there from YouTube videos or something, but it was all right. I think the next ones might be more fun because it'll go more into horror. This one seemed like a lot of setup. But Matthew Lillard was pretty fun in it. I really liked him in it. He's like the big bad villain towards the end.
Yeah.
But like I think overall he's in it maybe like 2-3 minutes.
He played Scooby-Doo?
I wish. God, I'd be
no?
Awesome. No.
It's not that guy?
Well, he played Shaggy.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Scooby-Doo.
Oh,
I thought you were saying he was Scooby-Doo in this. That would be
no,
like Scooby-Doo versus Five Nights at Freddy's.
But he was that guy who played Shaggy.
Winning.
Yeah.
I can't think of what
Shaggy
he played.
Scream
he was
and
yeah, Scream.
Like
yeah. Okay.
Just
making sure I knew the guy. Sorry to get us off track.
Oh
but.
No, you're fine. I was gonna ask too before I forgot. Was there enough clown in this movie for you? Did you get enough John Wayne Gacy clown?
I mean, I guess.
I always thought he only did the killings as the clown. That's what, like, when I was younger. So I was a little disappointed watching this that he was just John Wayne Gacy and he was also a clown sometimes. But, like, they always connect the two. So I thought he was a killer clown.
It was weird. I guess, I wonder if that's true if you have to have, like, a license. I would assume you have to have a license to be like a clown to go to birthday parties and shit.
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. Especially nowadays. Back then, though, I wouldn't think.
Oh, yeah.
Back
in the day, fucking your neighbor could shit.
But he
like,
said he
clown.
Had a certificate or whatever.
I bet. Well, because there's like clown colleges. Like Steve-O went to a clown college and shit like that before he was in Jackass and all that.
I wonder what that fucking costs. Should be free.
He got free tuition to it, I think. But it's supposed to be, I think the clown college, at least the one he went to, I forget what it's called. It's harder to get into than like Harvard and shit.
What?
Which makes like no sense, but.
Yeah. I mean,
Steve-O
I guess,
in there, so
I don't know.
Works.
I guess you got to really vet these people going in. Like, is this a pervert just wanting to be close to kids?
True.
All day long, you know?
And like, are they really committed to be like, are you going to stand on this ball and throw a bunch of pinwheels?
Yeah. The clown stuff, obviously, I mean, creepy. I don't know. I thought it was weird that he had like paintings of clowns and shit around in his
which
like,
I saw I guess
living
on,
room.
On the trivia it said something about like that was supposed to look like those were his art paintings, but it was somebody else's and like I guess they got copyrighted after the movie and some shit. I don't know. But there was some weird shit with the clown stuff on there.
And then like the dude didn't question the box of watches and like keys.
Yeah, he wasn't
and stuff
even like, oh, thanks for the watch, but like why do you have 800 watches?
Yeah.
Nothing. He's like, oh, cool. I guess I won't be late for work ever again.
Yeah.
What was the fucking word? What was the thing his dad called him that he didn't like anybody calling him? It was like
Jagoff.
Jagoff. That's what it was. That's a fucking good word. Jagoff. He's like, don't you fucking call me a jagoff.
Yeah.
That was good. I like that he had that.
I would have called him that every time I fucking saw him.
Oh, my God. Every time I saw John Wayne Gacy. Did you think it was weird? The kid that he hit in the head with the hammer. In the garage, that kid just stuck around and like told him like, "Hey, you might not want to live with John Wayne," but like the rest of the movie, he just had a bandage on his head.
Yeah,
that was
it
weird.
Was
why?
Very odd.
Why did he stay there? He knew John Wayne Gacy did that on purpose. That just seems such a bizarre thing that they never explored. Also, What about the girlfriend that he's like, no girls in this house?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. And then the boyfriend just like leaves her and doesn't want to hang out with her again. Like,
yeah, just ignores her completely.
Doesn't hear her talk to her. If I heard that at all, I'd be like, okay, I'm getting out of this house. I'm not talking to him anymore because he's a fucking creep. Like, that's just weird. And they don't even talk about that or discuss it.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Only thing with him is obviously he wasn't getting along with his parents, so he needed a place to stay.
Yeah.
And it was $25 a week. So, I mean, $100 a month, I guess.
In the end, was it worth it? Or should he have sucked it up and said, sorry, mom and dad, I'm back home?
Well, I mean, obviously that for sure. But, I mean, in the end, he didn't die and he kind of solved the case because he's the one that got away.
He got an experience out of it.
Yeah.
I tried to look up what was up with him now in real life, but then I saw it was two kids, so then it was kind of harder to see like what they're like, because I was just curious what that was like in real life.
It would be interesting to see.
Like the only thing about this movie is now I want to watch like a legit documentary about
that was like
John Wayne Gacy
53 or 54 years ago. So I mean that's.
Like
that's a long time ago.
Some of the like survivors and shit from this are dead now in real life, just from like natural causes. Like I think the guy that survived the thing left at the park and all that, I think he's dead in real life now. I think he died at, like 48 or something.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Do you have another serial killer in mind that you'd wanna watch?
I don't. Only other one I can think of is Dahmer, but I mean,
Well, there is a really good Dahmer movie that I've seen. It's called My Friend Dahmer. And then I even have the graphic novel of it as well, but it's written by Jeffrey Dahmer's childhood best friend, the movie.
So that's interesting.
So it goes through like it's like legit how he was and shit like that. So it's pretty cool. And there's some really good actors in it as well. So we could do that if you want.
I'm good with whatever.
Or there's the only ever Dahmer thing I know is like the Netflix show.
Yeah.
But I think let me see how long is the My Friend Dahmer.
Man, I'm cool with that. Is there someone else that you were thinking of?
No, that Dahmer is actually the only one that I had in mind too.
Okay, you have to talk to Ange and see who she can suggest.
This is streaming a lot of places. It says it's on Peacock, Hulu, AMC Plus, and Tubi to watch.
Okay, all right.
It's an hour and 47 minutes. Also, so it's
that's not bad.
Do you know Alex Wolff?
Not by name.
He's in. He plays the best.
When was this made?
Pretty recently, I think too.
Anne Haitian.
2017. She's dead now. But
I was going to say she just passed not that long ago, right?
Yeah. So she plays Jeffrey Dahmer's mom in it.
Will you just screenshot that and send it to me whenever? No, just so I know. Like whenever I go to watch it. Yeah.
All right.
Because that. I knew what the one we watched looked like.
This one's easier to find too because it's like specifically called My Friend Dahmer. But
because I'm like, dude, none of these are the picture. I'm like, and then on Amazon, I was like, this is not available. I'm like, what? I'm like, what do you mean? I can't rent this?
Amazon came into my house and took the DVD too because I couldn't find the DVD. So
they probably did. They're probably selling it. It's probably for sale right now.
I asked Taylor because like we got rid of a bunch of them, and I was like, did you get rid of Gacy? Do you know that? And she's like, I don't think so. And I looked where it should be, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure we did because I don't see it. Which, I mean, I'm sure at the time we were like, why the fuck would we keep this? But now I was like, oh fuck, I need it.
Fuck you.
You're like, I'll never watch Gacy.
I know. Fuck. He's not respectable.
I think what he did was respectable.
Just,
he's now definitely not.
Now we need a new clip of you being like, I think what he did was not respectable. Let's see. So we've done Charles Manson, John Wayne Gacy, doing Jeffrey Dahmer. What was the movie that we said we were going to lead it up to? Was it Gacy versus Dahmer? Because if so, that'd be.
Oh, I think it was. It's Gacy versus Dahmer.
It's a perfect lead up. I'm gonna like this. Oh my god! Here, I'm taking a screenshot of. Oh,
okay.
It went away. I gotta go back to it. There's a picture of Gacy here that I want you to see what he looks like in this movie.
All right. Let's take a gander.
It's him as a clown here, but oh my goodness, I think we're a hoot and a holler.
Oh my lord.
It doesn't look like the best movie. But I think this will be fun to watch after like watching a bunch of serious movies like this.
Holy shit. That is, that's special right there, huh? A secret government has been trying to create the ultimate killer using the DNA of infamous killers Jeffrey Dahmer and John Wayne Gacy. Wow. Okay. Oh, I wonder. I'm assuming his parents were fans of John Wayne.
Yeah, I would guess so. Yeah. That's kind of weird. They even brought that up in the movie. Some dude was like, "Is that your real name?"
Yeah, he's like, "Yeah, yep, John Wayne Gacy." Ugh.
So this says Gacy murdered at least 33 young boys, and 26 of whom were buried under this crawl space of his house.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm just trying to see if they found anything else. Like, if the number's gone up since this movie. But from what I can tell, they haven't found any other bodies of his. Actually, I mean, I don't know how they would, because he's dead too. I did think. Did you see? It said.
Oh yeah, right, his last words was "kiss my ass" or whatever. Yeah.
What would your last words be if you're on death row and they're like, "All right, any last words, Josh Hess?"
I don't know. I'd probably say "suck my ass."
Not.
Kiss my pee-pee.
Oh, yeah, we could say that.
Kiss my pee-pee. Or you're like,
yeah, we could.
I think what he did was respectable, and then they get you.
Yeah, we could. We could do that. Yeah. I mean, I've been fine.
No, I don't know. That'd be kind of like, that'd be very stressful. Be like, oh, fuck, my last word.
I don't think that's crossing your mind at all.
It totally would for me. Just like last meal.
I mean, get me wrong. It'll probably cross your mind. But I mean, in the end, you're just like, whatever. Like, I'm dying. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I could say fucking, you know, Sylvester Stallone fucked Joseph Stalin and made Hitler. And I mean, you know, everybody thinks you're crazy.
That is a great last word.
Winning.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, love like, that.
Just something completely random, you know.
We have less than a minute. Is there anything you want to say to the people before we wrap up the pod?
I don't think so. I don't have any anything else to say other than kiss my peepee.
Kiss my peepee.
Kiss my peepee.
All right, everybody. Thanks for watching. Please like and subscribe.
My friend Dahmer next
Make
week.
Make sure to watch My Friend Dahmer next week, and then comment down below who to do next, because I can't think of any serial killers.
Yeah, give us some suggestions.
I guess we could do a Ted Bundy, maybe. Something like that. I've seen a lot of Ted Bundy movies, but we'll see. All right, well, catch you guys next week, my little fuckers.
Shut up, bitch!
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
So John Wayne Gacy is Hess's favorite.
I mean, we are talking about serial killers, so they did all do something bad.
Yeah, but like he...
Oh, so that's taking it to another level?
He killed kids? That was his whole M.O.?
15-year-old boys, it looks like.
Oh, so teenagers.
Yeah. Maybe some...
It's different.